Good evening, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Alaska Marijuana Control Board has fined Alaska Hemp Fest for allowing public consumption at its June festival in Wasilla. The board voted Wednesday to fine Hemp Fest Director Nikki Rapana of Fairbanks $10,000 with $7,500 suspended pending no future violations. The vote was unanimous with one board member abstaining. The fine is the second imposed on an organizer of a gathering of cannabis enthusiasts in Alaska, and it's led to calls of a review for what is defined as in public. Sitka Police Chief Jeff Ankerfeldt, the public safety member of the Marijuana Board, says the organizers of HempFest were warned beforehand to not allow consumption at the three-day event, which drew an estimated 1,500 people in June. No one from the Alaska Hemp Fest organization spoke at the Marijuana Control Board meeting, which is being held here in Fairbanks at the Noel Wien Public Library through Friday. The fine follows one levied against the Cannabis Classic held in Anchorage in May, in which the board imposed $20,000 in penalties with $15,000 suspended. Allowing public consumption was among the alleged violations. Alaska Marijuana Control Office Director Erica McConnell suggested that the state legislature create an event permit under which public consumption would be allowed at certain marijuana-related gatherings. The State House District 1 Republican race is the only contested Fairbanks area primary contest. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, it features two very different candidates.
Bart LeBond's campaign is based on a set of fairly typical conservative Republican issues that include deregulation and increased development of Alaska's resources.
Oil, gas, timber, whatever it might be. One of my responsibilities, if elected, would be take a look at the regulatory environment for these industries that are producing our wealth and make sure that is fair and that it's properly placed for the industry.
But the 66-year-old retired banker says his top priority would be to help put together a fiscal plan for the state that would encourage more oil and gas production while diversifying Alaska's economy to lessen its reliance on the industry. LeBond says the plan should eliminate the annual ritual of extending legislative sessions long enough to allow lawmakers to pass capital and operating budgets.
Right now, our fiscal plan is non-existent, and our business model is broken.
LeBond's opponent, Wolfgang Falk, also has a few ideas on how to get lawmakers to finish the job in a 90-day session. They include not paying legislators, except for expenses incurred during the regular session.
And you're not going to get paid any salary or any pension claim or anything. You're not supposed to get paid a nickel. Go down there, do your business, and come back and do your job.
Falk also proposes a harsh remedy for what he says are hordes of people coming to Alaska to live off food stamps and collect permanent fund dividends. He says he'd tax them heavily.
The people that are coming here to Fairbanks and to Alaska are basically people that say, well, the dividend is good and the welfare payments are better. And so they bring the kids and their families up here, and they produce really nothing.
It's hard to say where in the Republican political spectrum the 80-year-old retired truck driver and German immigrant would fall. Falk talks a lot about protecting Alaskan sovereignty from threats like socialized health care, which he says is a communist plot. He says he'd fight President Trump's federal overreach into the state's authority to manage elections and enforce laws.
He likes to control elections on a national level, and he likes to establish a national police force under the mask of homeland security.
LeBond says the sound fiscal plan that he promotes would help fund state government through a percent of market value approach to using the permanent fund's earning reserve. He says he'd enhance the state's mining and military economic sectors and look for more budget cuts, except, says the former school board member, in education funding, especially for the universities.
I think we've probably cut as much as is reasonable over the last several years. The university budget has been trimmed back.
On the other side of the ledger, LeBond says if elected, he'd rather generate more revenue by diversifying and enhancing the state's resource extractive industries than consider any sort of statewide income or sales tax. But he says if lawmakers did enact such a tax, it must be levied fairly.
If we are paying that type of a tax, which I'm not supporting that we're at that point, but if we are, It should touch everybody in some manner so that it's a true broad-based tax.
Democratic House District 1 candidate Catherine Dodge will face the winner of Tuesday's Republican primary in the November 6th general election. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. This is Gary Black.